This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world on this first weekend of the new month of November. And my first guest we had on the show last summer, and you know, we had such a good time, I invited him back. I've known him for a long, long time. Funny man. Jeff Foxworthy will be joining us on the show. Boy, I tell you, this show, Pawn Stars, with over 600 episodes on their belt, are doing what they did last year. This is their 2023 version of Pawn Stars Do America. Chumley will be here, and then later on in the hour, Rick Harrison, who's his boss, will be joining us. And we also have Maggie Hallback with a salute to first responders. And that's all coming up this hour, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi Today. I'll be right back with Jeff Foxworthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. It's Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world.
When we first started, our next guest was with us several times. He's one busy, busy guy. He's one of the largest selling comedy recording artists in the history of comedy albums. Joining us right now is Jeff Foxworthy. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Good to talk to you again.
It is great talking with you. And, you know, I must tell you, I cannot get enough of blue-collar comedy. I just, you know, I've watched these things over and over and over again. It's like a cult following for me.
It's one of the most fun things that I've ever been a part of. And people will say, are you going to do another one? And, you know, before we had ever done it, nobody knew who Ron and Larry were.
Right.
And now they're big stars and, you know, doing their headlining of their own shows. And I keep telling, they don't want to split it four ways now, you know, because they're making money. And so I keep telling Larry, when you get the four-wheeler paid off, call me and we will go back out and do this.
Well, he's from down here in Sanford,
oh,
right?
Yeah, outside of Orlando. He's right down the street from you.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. In fact, I've asked him to come over and trim the lawn a couple of times, and he said he'd be more than happy to do that. But, you know, you're right, because you're the headliner of that group, but you've made those other guys stars, and I'm sure you've told them that on several occasions.
You know what? But when you're friends, and we were, and I think that's why that thing worked, is people could tell, you know, they know when you're faking it, that we were all buddies, and to see them, you know, be that successful, it just thrills me. It's like, yeah, I knew they were funny, and it's just kind of nice that people verified that.
Well, you know, Jeff, one of the things that is a testament to the comedy of that tour and to you personally is the fact that as many times as somebody watches those and knows the punchline, we all know that a song is one thing. You listen to a song because I like it, but once you hear the punchline, you kind of say, oh, I heard that before. Did you hear this joke before? The fact is that when you watch that show and you know it's coming, it's still funny.
That is the ultimate compliment, because as a singer, you know, you have five hit songs. You work the rest of your life.
That's right.
As a comic, you know, as soon as you do an album, you got to start rewriting because, like you said, people have heard it.
Yeah, I've always said that comedy is so much harder than saying, I'm a singer, okay, and when I go on stage and something doesn't go right, I just sing a bunch of songs so that you don't hear the deafening silence in between. But, you know, you guys are living and dying every 7 seconds.
Yeah, and you kind of start over every night. It's funny, I'm about to go into my 25th year of it, and it's the longer I've done it, the greater appreciation I have for it, because there's just not very many people that make stand-up kind of their life's work, you know.
And you do it in a fashion that's good for the whole family. Now, I could go down this whole litany of things that you have done over your career, including the great You Might Be a Redneck If. I love the comment you made when one of the networks with their great mentality canceled one of your shows and said, you know, we think the routine is too Southern for a national network. And you said, have you ever heard me talk?
Yeah, I'm not faking this accent. I am from the South.
I was filming, I don't know, they had me in an extra someplace, and I was filming in this little restaurant in Kissimmee, Florida. This was maybe about 5 years ago, and it was on 192, and somebody said that you had owned that restaurant at one time. Is that true?
Yeah, at one time we tried to do a barbecue restaurant. I'm kind of a barbecue nut, and, I found out quickly that comedy is much more secure than the restaurant business.
Yes, better hours,
too. I'm not in that any longer, but I'm still a barbecue nut, and I still actually make barbecue sauces that they sell in, you know, Walmart and a lot of other places.
That's very cool. And, of course, you have the Blue Collar Comedy Radio, which airs on Sirius Radio. Do you also have a radio station, Joe?
No. Well, I've done a syndicated, like a country countdown show for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, I knew that.
For the countdown, and we're on, like, I think 250 stations every weekend. And
that's great.
I have such a great life. You know, I've never felt like I had a job, and yet you get to make people laugh. And
make a lot of money.
Do it in different ways, you know, because I love doing the fifth grader show, and then to be able to creatively kind of step out and take a chance on doing a children's book, which I've wanted to do for a long, long time. But, you know, I'd read a lot of celebrity children's books, and I thought, boy, this isn't very good. This isn't what I want to do. And so you kind of set yourself up for, you know, for people to take a shot at you. And the response to this thing, it's just been so great. It's, you know, it's just like people loving on you. So,
well, is this book, and it's right in front of me right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's available in bookstores as we speak. Jeff Foxworthy, Dirt on My Shirt. I love this book, and it's a children's book, and I love it. But was it a springboard from Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Well, I had kind of, you know, I'm a dad first and foremost, so I'd always kind of made up silly little songs and poems and stuff for my kids. But when Fifth Grader started, all of a sudden I had an age group that had not been aware of who I was, that knew who I was. And so my kids were like, Dad, do the kids book now. Do the kids book. And I thought it would be easy. And I sat down and started working on it. And I was, you know, 2 days in, I was like, no wonder Dr. Seuss was a big deal. This is hard.
Yes, yes, you're absolutely right. Because you have to think like a child.
And that's exactly what I had to do. I had to sit down and just kind of just write and write and regress, and I ended up throwing away 9 out of 10 things that I had written.
Really? See, my wife thinks I would be great at writing children's books because I have a mentality of a 4-year-old.
Well, and so do I, but, you know, there's what appeals to a 35-year-old doesn't necessarily appeal to a 5. And so with my stand-up, I always just kind of trusted, hey, if I think it, if my wife says it, if my kids do it, surely we're not the only ones. And so when I set to do this, I thought, all right, from a 5-year-old, what every kid likes to play, every kid's got goofy relatives, every kid likes to pretend, and that's what I put into this. I mean, even down to the title thing, Dirt on My Shirt, because I was thinking when I was a kid, if at the end of the day, if you had dirt on your shirt and leaves in your hair and mud on your shoes, you had a good day.
It was a successful day.
If your mother made you get undressed on the porch before you came in the house, you had a great day. and I didn't want it to be a big, long story. I thought about when my girls were little, the things that they didn't want to read once, but they wanted to read over and over again. It was those, you know, kind of silly little rhyming things, like Dr. Seuss.
It's funny because, you know, at the end of these shows or beginning of these drama series, they say, the story might be similar, but the names are changed and all this other stuff. And that's what this book reminds me of. I have an Uncle Mo, an Uncle Keith, an Uncle Larry. I have these people in my family, and I'm reading it. I'm thinking to myself, I'm not a child, but I'm enjoying these poems and the illustrations. They're really done very, very well.
You know what? I thought that this Steve Borkman illustrated the book,
yeah,
and he's just terrific. But you know, with a kid, that's so much of it is to have fun illustrations. There's one poem in there about what do you see when you look in the sky, or what do you see when you look up a tree, or what do you see when you look in the lake? And Steve went through and took everything that was in the poem and hid it in the illustrations. And so, you know, when you're reading it to a kid, not only are they listening to you, they're finding the thing.
Yeah. For example, this poem, Pretend. I can almost relate to this as if I was 10 years old.
You know, and it's so interesting that you say that, because that's kind of what I made myself do. It's like, go back and be a kid. And it's like, okay, what did I do when I was a kid? And I would sit there in the bed and pretend that the bed was a fort.
Yeah, me too.
Or that it was a rocket ship, or that it was a cave. And so, you know, that's what I did. It's like, okay, write this from that age.
Yeah, you put a blanket over the top of the bed and you kind of make it into a fort and you kind of feel like you're protected something important, and you reflected that in some of these.
Well, thank you. It's of course, I sent one to Larry the Cable Guy, you know, because he has little kids now, and Larry's favorite should be no surprise. It was, I love to splash and play and sing when I take my bath, but it's the bubbles that I make myself that always make me laugh. And Larry told me, he goes, I don't care who you are. That's funny.
And we've all been down that road before. This sounds like something that Larry would probably take to, like, maybe college or something.
Well, you know, that's why I had to put pictures in it, not only for the kids that couldn't read, but for the adults like Larry.
That is funny. You know, you are a survivor in this, Jeff, you know, with all of the success. But, you know, like everything in this business, there are sometimes that things just don't work out. You had a couple of sitcoms didn't work, but you always got up, cleaned off that dirty shirt, and went right ahead, plugged away, and became a national phenomenon and a treasure to our country. You are one funny guy, Jeff.
Oh, you know what? And I feel so blessed that I've been able to, I mean, you know, comics don't usually last long, and I've been doing this 25 years, and about the point when you think, well, maybe we're to the end of the road, then something like fifth grader comes along, and all of a sudden, you know, you got something else that people like, and so it's a great life. I mean, I've just always loved what I've done, and it's allowed me so much time with my kids and my wife and my family, and you know, they've always kind of been the priority, so I'm a lucky man.
Well, you're a lucky man, and you're a talented one, too. The book is called Dirt on My Shirt. It's penned by Jeff Foxworthy. You got to get this. It is a great piece of material. It really is. It's a fun book from a guy who's full of fun, and that's Jeff Foxworthy. Jeff, I'm looking forward to seeing you at the end of the month, and come back sooner than what you have in the past.
Okay, I promise you, Ron, I will. It's great talking to you.
Nice talking with you, Jeff.
Take care.
The great Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh, man, thank you. It's good to talk to you again, Ron.
And you too, my friend, Jeff Foxworthy. And we're coming right back.
If you've ever cut your grass and found a car, you might be a redneck. If your dad walks you to school because you're in the same grade, you might be a redneck.
Fact of life, when your kids go off to college, you need to be concerned about the excessive drinking, the wild sex, the sleeping till noon, and you need to worry your kids might be doing the same thing.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're back all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. As you know, if you listen to me for any length of time, like millions of other people across the country, love this show that we're going to be talking about. In fact, Rick Harrison has been on several times, and we're going to be talking about Pawn Stars. Joining us right now is one of the big stars of that show, Chumley. Hey, Chumley, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Don't tell Rick I'm a big star of the show. He won't like that.
I told him that before, and he said, geez, I have to agree with you. You know, I can only relate this to the old Andy Griffith Show. Now, you might be young to remember that, but the old Andy Griffith Show, when Andy picked Don Knotts as his sidekick, he realized after the second show that Don Knotts was the star. I feel the same way about your role in Pawn Stars. You are the breakout star of that show. You know that.
Yeah, I know that. Rick knows it, too. I think it's just the ability for people to relate to me in the matter of, like, they feel like everyone has someone like me in their family.
Yeah. In fact, I'm the person in my family, so I can relate to this very easily. Now, Chumley, tell us about this new Pawn Stars to America.
Well, super fun. You can expect all the same things that you would expect from our normal show. You can expect the experts and, you know, the big items and the crazy stuff, except we're doing it on the road, traveling across America, going to 8 different cities, seeing what people will bring us in their own hometown.
It was brought to my attention, and I never really thought about this, long before ATM machines, checking accounts, all that kind of things, I didn't realize, and it's true, pawn shop was a leading form of credit in the United States during the 1950s. And when you think about it, it makes all the sense in the world. But in the pawn shop, you can at least get the item back if you recoup the money.
Yes, that's true, you know, and we have a lot of people that will use us in a time of need, and they'll bring the same thing in, you know, a couple times a year here and there, and then they'll pick it up when they get their money back. So that's the good thing about a pawn shop. We're there when you need us, and we just want the interest. We want you to come pick your item back up. We don't want to keep it.
Chumley, when you first went to work for the pawn shop, and then they came to Rick and the family, and of course, the late Richard, and they said, we want to make this into a TV show, what were your thoughts? Were you saying, oh my goodness, I'm going from a pawn star clerk to a television star?
Well, at first it was just those three guys, and we all thought it was really cool. And there was about 12 employees at the time, and they started filming a little bit with everyone. And, you know, about a month into filming, I realized, oh, there's not filming with no one else except me anymore. They must have chose me as the extra character. So at that point, we all just thought we had at least one or two good seasons. We really thought one season, but I kind of saw the wheels on it. I thought, you know what, this is actually kind of fun. Let's see what they can do in the edit room with it. And let's hope we get a second season out of it and we'll have a cool story to tell. Here we are, over 600 episodes, 13 years later.
It's amazing. You know, I was telling Rick the last time I talked to him that my son was in Vegas a few years back, and I said, you know, did you go to see, and I mentioned some of the stars that were on the strip at that time. He said, Dad, I don't care about that. I'm over at the pawn shop. You kidding me? Who cares about that other stuff? Are you from Vegas?
I'm not. I've been in Las Vegas since 1988. I'm from, like, Huntington Beach, California, but I moved over here very, very young, around 4, so pretty much from Las Vegas.
You've had some amazing things come through there. 16th century samurai sword, a Super Bowl ring. I don't know who would do that. Picasso painting. What was the most expensive item that ever come through the store? The least expensive. I know a lot of the least expensive is nickels and dimes, but what about the most expensive?
We've had a guitar in there. I know we paid a couple $100,000. For had a Ferrari in there, we paid an astronomical amount before, but the most expensive stuff will always be big bars of gold. Mm-hmm. You know, that's usually, I'm pretty sure that still holds up as the most expensive thing. It was like several $100,000 in bars of gold.
And you've been buying a lot of cars. You mentioned the Ferrari, but I noticed that Rick's been buying a lot of cars lately. Who brought in the guitar that went for $200,000?
If I'm remembering correctly, it was a guitar that the creator of Fender had, like, owned and played himself.
Oh, okay.
One of his guitars. This was many seasons ago, but it was still sticks out in my mind. I forget the guy's name, but the owner of Fender, the creator of Fender, had a guitar. Someone else got a hold of it. it and had documentation proof that it was owned by him, and it's worth a lot of money.
I like the portion of the show where you bring in the authorities, because these guys know, and women, know exactly what's going on, and you've done that a couple of times with a friend of mine, Jimmy Velvet, who is the authority on Elvis Presley memorabilia. What are some of the things that are in demand? And I like the way you buy, because you have an emotional tie to some of the things that come in the store. I don't know if Rick and Corey do, but when you see something, it brings back like a childhood memory, and these guys are fighting you all the time because you have a more of an empathy with what comes in the store.
Yeah, you know, I think when something comes in the store that I relate to and it brings me back to, you know, my younger days, I really do want to buy it more. But at the end of the day, I can't buy anything too overpriced, although I do seem to spend a little bit more than I should sometimes. We got to have cool items in there, right? And if Rick bought everything, we'd have a bunch of war items and guitar items and, you know, plane propellers and stuff like that. So I got to add some fun items in there.
Well, you're right about that. He loves those guitars, and he is a big-time history buff. I guess everybody that watches that show, which is just about everybody, is on when repeats because they've got, like, over 600 episodes. And the new 8-part series we're talking about, Porn Stars Do America. Now, I think I know this story, Chumley. You got to tell us how you got this name, because obviously on your birth certificate, I don't think it says Chumley. I might be wrong.
No, it doesn't. Basically, my dad gave me the name one day when I was walking down the stairs, coming down to eat dinner with us tonight, Chumley. And it stuck.
Really?
It's the story, yes.
In respect to your privacy, are we allowed to say your real name?
You can say my real name. I don't care, yeah.
Well, the reason I say that, it is a very, very cool name. I mean, if you were in the radio business as a disc jockey, this is a great name. His real name is Austin Lee Russell. I mean, that's very distinguished, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess my mom knew I needed a name for big things.
Well, she found that all right. Again, now, this is the second year that the Pawn Stars has taken to the road to do their show, and this year they're going to be in Tampa, Dallas, Louisville, Boston, Minneapolis, Detroit, Phoenix.
And then we go to Winston-Salem, North Carolina, which is very close to Lexington, North Carolina. That is Rick's birthplace.
Oh, wow. You've got a tour going on like a rock star. When you do that, where will you be at? What kind of venues?
We basically set up a venue, you know, with our little table. Me and Rick and Corey will have our own stations. And then we have a big table, you know, also in case anyone brings in any really big, crazy collection items and stuff like that where we need some more room. So we basically set up a venue. We have barbecue trucks or food trucks and games and all kinds of stuff out there for everyone to do in between the time when, you know, they're coming in to see us and show us their items. So it's a pretty big event, more than just showing up and showing us your items.
Well, again, the new 8-part series of Pawn Stars Do America, they're going to hit 8 cities across the country. And our guest has been Chumley. Now, Chumley, I got to tell you something. You're a great guest and a superstar in your own right. You got to come back and join us again sometime, my friend.
Hey, anytime. Anyone who tells Rick that I'm the real star, I'll come back anytime.
Now, Rick is going to be joining us on the very next segment of the show today, so I will remind him who the star is. Thanks for joining us. Good luck with the show, and we look forward to your return, okay?
Hey, thank you. Have a good one.
You too. That's Chumley from Pawn Stars. That show is a massive hit, and he's the star of that show. There's no question about it.
Hey, have a good one. I appreciate you.
And we feel the same way here, Chumley. He's quite a guy. He's a real trip, but he's a fun guy, and I tell you something, he has no broadcasting background. He has no entertainment background, and he does that role magnificently on that show. Now, as I mentioned to him, we're going to take a quick break, but we're coming right back with the boss of the Pawn Stars, Rick Harrison. So Rick and I will be right back in a second.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. President Biden and the First Lady offered their condolences to the victims of the recent mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine this week. During their visit, they met with first responders, healthcare providers, and the affected families. The shooting at a bowling alley and restaurant resulted in the loss of 18 lives and injuries to 13 others. The Israel-Hamas conflict has entered its 29th day, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken, during his visit to Israel, called for a temporary ceasefire to secure the release of hostages. The death toll in the conflict has surpassed 10,000 people. Additionally, there are plans to allow for more foreigners and injured civilians to leave Gaza by crossing the border into Egypt. Americans are preparing for the end of daylight saving time this weekend. On Sunday, clocks in most states across the U.S. will be set back 1 hour. While not everyone is pleased with this change, efforts to eliminate the time change through legislation in Congress have yet to make any progress. Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We're back, and my previous guest was Chum Lee from the popular television show Pawn Stars. They're in their second year of Pawn Stars Do America. Of course, they've been on the air for almost 20 seasons. And we chatted with Chum Lee, and we're going to continue our conversation talking about the Pawn Stars Do America, where they are bringing their popular television show to 8 cities across America. And now we're going to bring the boss on the show. I'm always excited to talk to our next guest. He's been on our show in the past. Got to tell you something, his show is a phenomenon in television with over 600 episodes, first premiered in 2009. Love this show, and they did this a couple years ago, and they're doing it again. They're on the road. Joining us from Pawn Stars, who now are the Pawn Stars Doing America, is our friend Rick Harrison. Hey, Rick, how are you? Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm doing great. Started really early this morning.
I guess you did.
Early. I'm on the West Coast.
Yeah, they get you working hard. I know that. Your success of the show is worth getting up and talking about. 600 episodes. That's staggering. I mean, that beats like Ed Sullivan and all these people.
I know it's kind of crazy. And like when I started the show, I was really hoping for a season or two. I never thought they would turn into like a worldwide thing. I mean, I do commercials for companies in China now. I mean, it's kind of crazy, but people still love the show. It still gets great ratings, and I'm still having fun doing it.
Well, and it looks like you're having fun too, and I think that's part of the secret. And I think I told you once before, the last time my son went out to Las Vegas, I said, are you going to go see this show and this show? He said, yeah, I don't care about that stuff. I'm going over to see the Pawn Stars. That's the real show. You're back on the road. You're in Tampa, Dallas, Louisville, Boston, Minneapolis, Detroit, Phoenix. I mean, you're like on tour like, you know, like the Beatles used to do. But you find some unbelievable stuff.
Yes, I think I have a total of 160 nights in hotels.
Do you really? Wow. Now, you once told me that as a child, you weren't, I don't want to say sickly, but you had your share of problems with health. And as a result of that, you read a lot about history and about things that you probably wouldn't have read about had you gone out and played baseball every day.
I was a kid, I had epilepsy, so there's a lot of times I couldn't walk. I mean, sometimes there'd be, you know, I couldn't walk for a week or two. And, you know, we were basically poor. My dad's in Vietnam, my mom's trying to make a living, and, you know, so there was one TV in the house, and there wasn't much on for kids. So she'd go to the library, get me books, and I fell in love with reading history books ever since I was a kid, and just always been that nerd. And that's why when people walk in with this weird stuff, I know about it. Don't ask me anything about popular culture. If Kim Kardashian sat next to me in a bar, I'd have no idea who it was.
You're like me. Yeah, you're right. I have no clue. I watch the Grammy Awards, and I don't know who they are, but I can tell you Petula Clark's maiden name. You know, it's crazy. You have so many great things.
Yeah.
I love the episode where you test drive a 1968 Buick Riviera, and I'll tell you the reason why. I could only imagine how much your dad would have enjoyed that episode, because he was like my father, love those big cars.
Oh, yeah, my dad, any car that was just was a land yacht, he loved.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was his thing.
I miss him on the show, too. Now, let's talk about some of the things that you're going to be looking at. Now, you went into a restaurant here in the Florida area, I think it was, that was established in 1905, and it's in its fifth generation business. That was in the Tampa area. And then you also went, this is one I thought was cool, treasure hunting at the Robert Rees Memorial Park, which has, they say, buried treasure from pirate ships. Is that true? I mean, you would know that.
All around Florida, I mean, it's just famous for all the treasure and everything else like that. The shipwreck is supposedly some buried treasure. And, I did find a nail that was from a ship that was over a couple hundred years old. So there's probably most likely a shipwreck around there somewhere. But I found that interesting and, which got Chum really, really excited. but we made a really, really fun afternoon out of it.
Now, how do you know that it's from a ship 200 years old? That's the fascinating part of what you do, Rick, is that you know that. How did you know that?
Okay, because it was an iron nail, not a steel nail.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell by the color of the rust. Just, the old iron nails, it's a more blackish rust as opposed to an orange rust, just so you know that. It's one way you date furniture. If it has nails in it, the rust around the nail, because they get exposed to oxygen. If it's an older nail, it'll be a black stain instead of an orange stain.
You're amazing. Honestly, it's unbelievable.
And it was also a hand-wrought nail, I mean, which was hammered out of an anvil as opposed to machine made. So, you know, it's probably pre-1820s.
Wow. Now, is something like that a valuable piece?
No, not really, but it's a clue that there might be a lot more stuff there.
Right, okay.
There's got to be a reason why there's broken nails that old, that close to the coast. So there's probably, it wouldn't shock me if right outside, you know, in the water out there, there's a sunken ship of some sort,
oh, yeah.
A wrecked ship of some sort, anyway, that's over 200 years old.
Tell us about this Captain Nemo's pirate ship. You guys, you, Chumlee, your son, went on this thing. You even got dressed up with patches over your eyes and swashbuckler hat. Tell us about this, because this is a cool bit.
Well, I figured we were in Florida. Why not go out and have a good time? And we had a blast, had a few drinks, you know, just had a good time in general.
Is it difficult, after all the years that you've done this, to spot something that's fake or even stolen? I mean, I see a lot of times you bring in the professionals that know drawings or, you know, old
artifacts. Well, I mean,
artifacts.
It's rarely we see something stolen. I feel like you got to kind of be an idiot to go on national television with something stolen. But yeah, you ask all the questions and everything else like that. And also, on my show, when I say, you know, let's go file some paperwork, I mean, those are reports I turn into the police department and I turn out to the FBI.
Oh.
So, but every once in a while, someone is stupid enough to do it. But in general, I mean, the real stuff, the fake stuff, I mean, it's not as hard as you think. I mean, basically, you just start going down a list. Is this right? Is this right? Is this right? You know, all these different things are got to be right. If one of them's wrong, there's a problem.
Yeah. Rick, I know that we're...
That's when you say, no, I'm going to stay away from this.
Yeah, and they probably don't understand why and probably scared that you're even saying that, because they may sense the fact that you know something is out of the norm. I love how Chumlee was all excited about meeting NFL legend Emmitt Smith. I look at the store, and I got to assume that you have a bigger warehouse for all this stuff. I mean, you know, it started off as watches and belts and pictures, but you got cars now. I mean, everybody comes to the pawn shop.
I have a lot of stuff, and I have a couple buildings bursting at the same time.
How long are you going to be on the road with this again? Because the last time it was a huge success, and it's continuing to be this time around.
Altogether 8 months. So I got another couple weeks, and then I'm going to wrap up everything in Vegas here in a couple, 3 weeks, and then I'll have a month or two off.
You know, I have to be very candid with you. I wish you a lot of luck in the future, because you've had a lot of luck in the past. And I tell you something, to come up with this idea, I'm sure, and I think you and I talked about this one time, I'm sure that when someone heard that you were going to have a television show about a pawn shop, they said, you got to be kidding me. Never knowing the massive success this thing is worldwide, did you ever think of that? I mean, where was the first idea of this coming into mind?
I pitched the show for years, and everyone told me no one's ever going to want to watch a show about four fat guys in a pawn shop, and now 17 seasons in, and I think the reason why the show's been going on for so long is because it's always been a family show. I've never made a show that I wouldn't want to watch with my kids, or I'd be embarrassed for my mom to watch.
And I finally got it started in a feeling with a company called Buffield Pictures. They got the idea. They got it in front of History Channel. The people at History Channel immediately loved it. And, within a year, it was the number one show on cable, and we've been rocking ever since.
Oh, there's no doubt. Now, there's an adage that I believe in. If the suits from a network, when they say it's not going to work, it's going to work. So anybody listening, if they think they have an idea.
How brilliant they think they are.
Yeah, that's exactly. Well, I think you should have an episode where you bring all of those guys in and say, you were wrong, because it would just be a nice way to top it off. I will repeat what I said earlier. I am a big fan of the show, but of course I'm not alone with an enormous viewing audience, and you guys got it, and I'm very, very happy for all of you and the whole family. And Pawn Stars do America. Well, I mentioned before the cities, including Tampa, Dallas, Louisville, Boston, Minneapolis, Detroit, Phoenix. Where can we go to get all the cities and the latest on what's happening with...
You go to historychannel.com, and they got a whole schedule.
Now, Rick, I know that you're going to be very busy when you're over in the Tampa area, which is only about 70 miles to Orlando. But when you come down to Florida again and you get down into the central part of it, let me know so we can get together, because, as I mentioned before, it's always great talking with you. Very interesting. I mean, you could talk about any subject and you know what's going on. So let's do that, all right?
I'd love to be back on.
Okay, thanks, Rick. And we'll be watching the Pawn Stars Do America, year 2, 2023. And again, the cities they're going to be in is Tampa, Dallas, Louisville, Boston, Minneapolis, Detroit, and Phoenix, Arizona.
No one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke, not like the old way. It's like a...
And we learned very sad news this past week with the passing of one of the cast members of one of TV's most popular shows, Friends. We lost Matthew Perry, who played Chandler on the show, apparently passing away in his hot tub this past weekend. We lost a great actor, a fun person, a gentle person, and a very talented person, Matthew Perry.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
And we're back with our lifestyles portion of today's show. You know, National First Responders Day should be every day because these people who go out, the firefighters, the paramedics, the emergency workers, the EMTs, the police, I have great respect for all of them because they are on the scene and they're only worried about the problem and half the time, maybe even more of the time, not themselves. And joining us today is the president of Verizon Frontline. And we're going to discuss Verizon Frontline's decades-long support of first responders and the role technology plays in the ability to make these first responders' jobs more effective. Joining us right now, Maggie Hallback. Hi, Maggie. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, and I'm honored to be speaking to you ahead of National First Responders Day. It's a great time to celebrate them.
There's not enough accolades that we can pass their way. Show the true meaning of what they do. Tell us a little bit about how Verizon got involved with the first responder community and what they're doing to make the responders safer and more effective.
We have been working for over 30 years in a longstanding partnership with public safety. And we actually work shoulder to shoulder with them on the front lines, working to ensure that the Verizon frontline capabilities meet the unique and evolving needs of our first responders. And I'm super proud of the men and women on my team who work shoulder to shoulder with these incredible brave men and women that you mentioned. And we are very proud of the fact that over 37,000 public safety agencies have chosen Verizon Frontline to meet their mission critical communications needs. But our relationship doesn't just start and stop with that communications network. This is a partnership. This is a relationship with a variety of public safety organizations and associations, and we're always looking for ways to demonstrate and show our appreciation for this community. And so, give you a quick example that was kind of fun last Sunday in Miami. We honored first responders at the NASCAR Forever 400 to have a little fun and the fans to show their appreciation for all they do, tipping their hat, waving, cheering, and thanking them. And I'd encourage your listeners to do the same. What I know these fantastic men and women do so much for us, and a small token for a handshake or just a thanks.
Maggie, when you talk to these first responders, what are the primary things that they look for, ask for, that you can do to make their job more effective and keep them safe?
So as I mentioned, we have a team that covers the entire country, all 50 states, plus the District of Columbia. And so we get a lot of insights working hand in glove with them day in and day out to deliver the network and technology that they need to do their jobs both safely and efficiently. But we also take a moment every year to do something called the Verizon Frontline Public Safety Communications Survey, and we just completed that in September. We had nearly 2,000 first responders respond to it. Almost half of them were decision makers, so we're talking about chiefs, captains, etc. And the main takeaway, probably not surprising, is reliable communications is the most important thing to our first responders. And during emergencies like hurricanes and wildfires, having a reliable network is absolutely critical. Three quarters of them ranks that as their top priority. But I'm also proud to say that it's also the people that Verizon Frontline surrounds these first responders with. As I mentioned, I have a team that is nationally deployed, and they are past firefighters, EMTs, law enforcement officers. They've served in the military. They have skills and capabilities that understand the importance of mission and deployments. And this team alone has deployed over 1,500 deployments for 6,000 salutants covering all 50 states plus the District of Columbia across federal, state, and local public safety agencies. So I'm really proud of the work that we do, and we recognize that it is important to have these relationships.
5G. We hear so much about 5G in the future. How does 5G impact this?
So if you think about over just the past few years, just as a consumer, the way that we have changed the use of technology that probably is sitting on your desk or in your hand or your listeners' hands right now, these are very, very powerful pieces of technology, and they run on incredibly powerful networks. Verizon invested over $50 billion back in 2021 to get something called the 5G C-band spectrum. And this is a national spectrum band, and it is crucial to our first responders to ensure that they have high availability, high reliability, and it's highly secure. And I'm really proud to say that Verizon and Verizon Frontline is America's most reliable 5G network. That critical communications ensures that our first responders have that technology in their hands. But I would also say the emerging tech relies upon this type of 5G network. It relies upon that very high bandwidth, the low latency, the ability to have the types of communications and movement of data. You know, when we think about first responders and communications, sometimes we think about voice communications. We think about talking into the radio on their chest. But what increasingly is coming with that voice is a lot of data insights. It's going to their mobile data terminals in their cruisers. The body cameras on their bodies is actually being sent to command centers, to dispatch. You think about license plate readers that might be on poles, that might be looking for a stolen car, or those cameras that might be seeing if a missing person might have been passing by a certain intersection or location. These are all technologies that are enabled and empowered by 5G. And so when you think about just the 30 years that Verizon Frontline has been working to support communications for first responders, we have come a very, very long way. And I'm really excited about the rate of adoption of these new technologies that not only keep our communities safe, but our first responders safe.
And that is so important. Now, I know that, as you just alluded to, there's going to be many, many, many changes. This is an evolving thing when it comes to technology in Verizon. So, you know, you can't be gone here from us for months or years at a time. You've got to come back and let us know and update us on what's next on the horizon. But where can we go for more information on what we talked about today, Maggie?
Fantastic. Yes. So Verizon.com/frontline. You can hear about some of those deployments. You can read more about the survey. You can hear about the services and solutions we provide to our first responders. You can also check out the evolving technology. It's moving fast.
It's going fast. National First Responders Day. Our guest has been the president of Verizon Frontline, Maggie Hallback. Maggie, thank you for joining us, and thank you for all the information that you have disseminated. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. The fact of the matter is that our first responders need all the respect and support that we can possibly get them, because they're doing so much for us in the areas of being the first on the scene. That's why they're first responders, paramedics, firefighters, EMTs, police, emergency workers. It's very important to keep them really equipped with the latest technology. And that wraps up our lifestyle portion of the show today.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
That's a wrap on Ron Segi today, and I want to thank you for joining us on this first weekend of the new month of November, and I want to thank my guest for being on the air with me, from Three Dog Night, Chuck Negron, from the team of Simon and Garfunkel, Art Garfunkel, director Michelle Danner, comedian Jeff Foxworthy, from Pawn Stars, Chumley, and also on Pawn Stars, his boss, Rick Harrison, and Maggie Hallback. We'll be looking for your company come next week, and we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. And until then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.